Mark chapter 11. Now we're reading here beginning in verse 23, where Jesus says here, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever saith this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall whatsoever saith." Now this is how Abraham and Sarah got their miracle baby. God had promised them that he made them the, you know, in other words, the parents of many nations, or Abraham, the father of many nations. Sarah's involved. And she can't have children because her womb's dead or unproductive. And of course, Abraham could not either. But they stood on God's promise once they got a hold of it. And the scripture says here in Romans chapter 4. Now, these are verses, I want to encourage you, go over them, meditate on them, memorize them, speak them to yourself, read them every day till they get down inside your spirit and renew your mind to God's word. And then just constantly after that, just keep feeding on it. So here in Romans chapter 4, now beginning in verse 17, the scripture says here, as is written, "I have made thee the father of many nations before and believe, even God who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according as spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he's about 100 years old, neither dead Sarah's womb. He staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he promised, he was able also to perform." Now, the scriptures tells us how Abraham did this. In fact, the scripture says in verse 12 of Romans 4, "And the father of circumcision, them who are not of circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised." Well, we're to follow in his example of how he believed God for the miracle he got in his life, pertaining to this miracle. How did he do this? He got God's word on it, where God had said, "I've made thee the father of many nations." And then Abraham got the place that he was fully persuaded that what God said was true. And he did it by constantly meditating on the word and giving glory to God. Where the point was, he got fully persuaded. Now, sometimes, you know, some of us, we've been partially persuaded or persuaded for a little bit. And then we started wavering and wondering. And, you know, this is the point. We need to deal with any kind of doubt that comes to us once we've given the faith decree. Here in Romans chapter 10. Now, the scripture says here in Romans chapter 10. Now, verse 9 and verse 10. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in the heart God has raised the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth in righteousness, and with the mouth confession made salvation." Verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved." Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I don't know about you, but when I first confessed Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, received him as my Lord, all kinds of fears and doubt and unbeliefs came to me and just dogged my tracks. One of the reasons was I didn't know any scripture and hadn't been really taught any. So I couldn't really defend myself by appealing to the word. And so I just kept asking Jesus in my heart or praying the sinner's prayer or confessing my sins over and over again, probably daily. But once you start getting a hold of some promises, God's word, then you've got something you can use to defend yourself. You can go, you can appeal back to the promise, back to the word, like Jesus did here. Go with me, please, to Matthew chapter 4. Now, here's Jesus been fasting in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, hadn't eaten anything. And the Bible says here in verse 1 of Matthew 4, "Then was Jesus led in the spirit into wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he'd fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he afterwards hunger. And when the tempter," this is Satan, "came to him and said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And Jesus answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out of the mouth of God." Now, each time a temptation came to Jesus to get him to respond to what Satan said or get him to doubt what God had said, what did Jesus do? Jesus always said what was written. In verse 7, Jesus said, it's written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. In verse 10, Matthew 4 now, Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So what did Jesus do? He's taken scriptures from Deuteronomy, because there's no New Testament, of course, and he quoted them back to Satan. Now, this is what we're to do as believers. When the doubt comes, because they'll come, the unbelief comes, it comes to your life to doubt you of what God has said. You know, Satan started this with Adam and Eve. Getting Eve to question what God had said. And essentially what Satan said to her, that you're not going to die if you eat of the tree. Now, we as believers, we're defenseless in the attacks and the temptations of Satan if we don't know promises and how to use the name of Jesus. So as soon as a believer gets born again by receiving Jesus Christ as Lord, they need to immediately be taught God's Word. Now here, when I'd received Jesus, my Lord and Savior, I don't know about you, but the thoughts came, the feelings, very persuasive. In fact, I thought it was, sometimes I thought it was God just telling me you're still not saved. I'd remember some sin I'd committed that I hadn't asked God to forgive me. I think what I was trying to do is get born again or saved by confessing every sin I've ever committed in my life. And you couldn't possibly think of all of them. If you could, you still are born again. The only way you're really born again is by confessing Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Now, you may have good intentions. You're trying to confess each sin, to be honest with God. But we need to realize that Jesus took all those sins when he went to the cross. But nevertheless, I didn't know any verses. I don't know to use Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. And so I'm going by my feelings. I'm going by what my mind's saying to me. Sometimes I'm thinking maybe it's just God telling me I'm still not saved. And then I run across other people that were saved, and they'd let me know I haven't been baptized correctly yet. And in other words, I don't go to their church, and I don't believe correctly. And, oh, man. But boy, as the process of time goes, we're not to argue with other Christians. But as a time, you know, and get out of love, and get over strife. But as the process of time went by, I started gaining some verses. And that's like having armor. You know, that's like having bullets in your gun. Now you got something you can use to fire back at Satan. Now, with healing and benefits and prosperity and all the other benefits that Jesus paid for us when he went to the cross, many times people reject their healing or to receive their healing or reject to walk in divine health, seemingly thinking it's just not God's will. And you know, if you've ever tried to believe God for healing, people will come to you and let you know God doesn't always heal. God puts sickness on you, teach something. Sometimes God does heal. Sometimes he does. Healing passed away at the apostles. It's not for us today, and on and on and on. And you'll flounder back and forth and waver back and forth until you get yourself fully persuaded. Now, see, this is what Abraham did. He got himself fully persuaded that what God said, it was going to happen. And it did. Abraham began to call himself Abraham. He went from Abram to Abraham. He didn't wait till he had Isaac the baby, the miracle baby. He started out as soon as God told him to begin to tell people what his name was. Now, names don't mean nothing to you and I. But in that culture, that meant father of many nations when you heard that name. So actually, essentially, you could say every time Abraham told people's name, he's calling those things to be not as though they were. Now, many dear Christians, well-meaning Christians, even ministers, are afraid to begin to speak of things that don't exist as though they do exist, afraid that they'd be lying. But see, we're basing it not on our feelings, our confession of faith. We're not basing it on how things look. And don't get angry at ministers that teach on confession. A lot of things you and I hear for the first time, we have a tendency to get angry at it or upset about it and turn the person off. You know, we need to talk to the Lord about this. Lord, is this true? Is this something you've sent my way? And if it's got scripture, we definitely have to go with the scriptures. And it can be a process, you know. You know, some of us had some pride, we'd hang on that pride and that tradition instead of just accept God's will and God's word in the matter. And when we have God's word on the matter, we have God's will. With confession, what we're doing is, just as we confess Jesus Christ, Lord, it's not based on what we've done. It's what Jesus did for us, and what we're doing is simply receiving him. And we believe that once we receive Jesus Christ, that we believe our name's written in the book of life. Now, we've never seen that book, but we believe our names are in it. We do that by faith. I mean, almost all of us, once we received Christ as our Lord and Savior, we sinned after we got saved. And that didn't mean we weren't saved. It just simply means we'd sin. Just because a person receives the Lord doesn't mean you're never going to sin again. And we're not to sin again. But most of us, at least I did, sinned after I got saved. Sometimes I've thought I sinned more after I got saved than I did before I got saved. But we're not to sin. And we have to believe that even though we did sin, we're still born again child of God. We're still a new creature in Christ Jesus. So what we do is we confess that we're the righteous of God in Christ. We say we're new creatures in Christ Jesus, not based on our circumstances, but based on the promises that if you'll receive Jesus, you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things pass away. Behold, all things become new. You become a child of God. You become the righteous of God in Christ. You become justified. You become the accepted. You've received it by faith. You become blameless or faultless as far as sins go because of the blood of Jesus. Now, that's hard if you've been religious. Because many times we put more faith into our efforts and good works than we did the promise of God. And thank God for good works and good efforts. You know, we're to always do good things. But not to merit blessings from God or to earn God's favor. Thank God we can, you know, sow bountifully, we can reap bountifully. We all want to do that and plant those good seeds. But knowing we're not getting saved or becoming right with God because we did those things. So if salvation was a struggle to me, to believe that by faith I've received Jesus. Now, some people have no problem with it. They prayed that sinner's prayer, bang, that was it. I've heard people say they never doubted they were saved. Well, I did. This day and night, every day, for a long time, until I got some promises. Now, I got those promises through other ministers sharing me God's word. I got something now. I got a foundation. I can be established on it. I can take those promises and use them. When the thoughts come to me, you're not saved, I can respond back and say, well, I did what the Bible said to do. And the Bible said, wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things on earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord to the glory of God the Father. Well, I did that. I got on my knees, and I confessed that Jesus is my Lord. I said it with my mouth, and I believe in my heart he's Lord. And then taking Romans chapter 10, 9 and 10, and using that, that if thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in the heart God has raised the dead, thou shalt be saved. For at the heart man believeth righteous, and with the mouth confession means salvation. By doing so, help assure me that I am saved because I acted upon God's word. I did what his word said to do. And see, that's what saying that by his stripes you're healed means. You're saying what the word says. You're saying, my God meets all my needs, because you believe that God's taking care of this. That Jesus became poor, that I through his poverty might be rich. That you actually believe that God wish you above all things, that you prosper and be in health, as your soul prosper. I mean, sometimes you wonder, what kind of God does people have? What kind of opinion do they have of God? Is he a good God? Is he harsh? You know, some or many Christians think that, you know, Jesus is real easy going, but God's harsh. But it was God that gave us Jesus, his only begotten Son. And it was Jesus that said, have you seen me, you've seen the Father. The works that it's the Father in me, he doeth the works. I mean, right there would help us begin to see how good God is, and how gracious God is, and how wonderful God is, by just knowing what he did through Jesus Christ, that he gave us his only begotten Son. Feed on promises every day. And as you hear ministers share promises, highlight them in your Bible. Write them out, put them on an index card, and carry them with you. And periodically during the day, pull them out and read them to yourself. And remind yourself, this is what God's word says about me. I mean, this is something you're going to want to do all your Christian life, as long as you're on this earth. Because you're always, every day and night, you're going to be faced with doubt and unbelief, ill feelings, circumstance, situation. This contrary to what God said in his word. Thank God for God's promise. Thank God for all of God's word. But in God's word are promises. And that's what Jesus gave you. They're called benefits. Remember, and forgetting, like the psalmist said in 103, forgetting all those benefits. See, sometimes I've let some of those benefits or promises slip. I forgot about it until I heard someone mention it. Then I thought to myself, wait, that's right. That's God's word. That belongs to me in Christ Jesus. I want to encourage you to get on our website and check out all those materials we got. They're free. You can take advantage of them. All the sheets we got, the prayer sheets are free. Download them, print them off, and just keep reading God's word. It's JesseRichMinistries.com. Enjoyed being with you today. I'm going to encourage you, keep speaking God's word. And remember, Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.